This is HPR episode 2468 entitled, The Well. It is hosted by Operat Zero R and is about 7 minutes long, and carries an explicit flag. The summary is, I record a video with audio on my father's well set up in the sticks.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Hacker Public Radio. This is a quick introduction to a video, short video that I am going over with my father with about his setup with a well, which is quite complicated. The general idea is the farther you dig, the more complicated and expensive things get. So I will let this video kind of explain itself, and there is the audio, of course, along with it should be kind of interesting and enlightening.
All the way down to where the rock is. And then from then on, it's just a hole. It goes down to, it's actually 750 feet. And inside of that is the pipe that runs down with, I don't know how good it is. And down here at the bottom is the pump. That's at 725 feet.
So that's 20 feet? What does that say, 60?
20 feet.
Oh, it's only 20 feet down? Okay.
No. The dirt is only 20 feet until you get to rock. From this point, it's rock all the way down to 750 feet.
So the casing is like that, basically,
it's plastic,
wanted to replace that?
So here's what happens is, because this, remember, this has, you got 725 divided by 15. Okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 4, and 15 is 60. That's 25.
Oh, long division.
1, 15. Right, is that right? Yeah. Which leaves 10. And 6, 7, 8. What's 8 times 15?
42. We'll round up. We grade on the curve.
40. It was 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. No, 8. 6 times 15. That's 90. So that's close enough. 41.6. So there are 41.6, let's call it, there are 42 pieces of 15 foot long foot galvanized pipe.
And how wide, okay.
Look. This is the pump. Did I show you this?
The old pump?
Yeah, this actually still works.
And this is the casing, or is this something else?
The casing looks like that, but that's only 4-inch diameter pipe. It's actually 6-inch diameter. It's bigger.
And that's what screws into it? Nope.
So the pipe screws into this. That's 1¼-inch. Inch and a quarter galvanized pipe.
Yeah.
Right? 5 to 4 is 21. 2,100 pounds of just pipe.
Yeah.
Tack that 80 pounds onto it. Let's call it 2,200 pounds.
But this is sitting on the bottom of the ground, right?
No, it's not. It is hanging.
Why? It is hanging
because you don't want it sitting in the dirt on the bottom. It's rock on the bottom. It's not sitting on the bottom. You suspend it above the bottom.
You don't want it sucking up dirt?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Because this is rock. There's continually little pieces of rock and stuff falling down from the sides to the bottom.
That sucks.
Okay? So this suspends here, and it has wire this wire.
Yeah. Right?
And this is, if you'll notice, how many pieces of wire is there?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4. There's 4 pieces of wire here.
Have to run.
And that has to run the 725 feet plus how far is it from here to the well?
Yeah.
It's about 500 feet. So it's over 1,000 feet. It's like 1,500 feet.
What's the thing unplugged on the generator? There's like something unplugged, like a little white plug. Looks like a power supply plug for a hard drive or something. It's like...
Oh, it's 12 volts. You can run. You can hook 12 volts to it.
Okay, so it's not something you unplug.
No. Okay. You can plug. You can plug 12 volts into it and run 12 volt stuff off of it.
Like a battery or something to keep it from freezing or something.
So what I think the problem is that the weight, this ton of weight, has somehow caused this to crack down here somewhere.
Sure.
And good old Georgia red clay is seeping in through that crack and ended up down here. That's what I'm pumping out of there. And so this guy has one of those cameras that's on a, you know,
stick.
500 foot roll of wire that he can run down the well and look to see what's going on. And I need him to go down here and inspect my casing and see if it's cracked.
And if it's cracked, it's expensive.
So, and if you do the, if you look at the, but it's this part right here that is vulnerable to freezing, okay?
Yeah, and that's your
That's
light
why
thing.
I have my light bulb in there, right?
Yeah.
To keep it warm. Let me see if I can find my.
So what, when this, if this fails, the pump stays on all the time, and throws water all over the place, and then the
if
pump
you,
eventually dies?
Well, no. The only thing that turns the pump on is this pressure switch.
Yeah.
But what will happen is if you have a break and hiss, then the pressure will drop down, and yes, the pressure switch will turn the pump on, and it will say, okay, I'm pumping, but nothing's happening, but I don't care because that's all I know is pressure, right? So that is a danger. There is really nothing... I don't have anything. Ideally, you would have some kind of a timer, right? Pump comes on, and normally it runs for 15 minutes at the most, let's say. If, for some reason, the pump runs more than 15 minutes, ding, 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 I need to be concerned. I probably got a problem. Go see what the problem is. So, yeah, that's something that's missing. Let me find the pressure.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.